This is Good Morning Grand Haven. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. On the Jay Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline, we say hello to Communications Administrator with the Ottawa County Road Commission, Alex Doty. Good morning, Alex. How's it going?
Oh, it's another busy week here for us here at the Ottawa County Road Commission. It seems like it's nonstop. Each week, something new. So.
I'll tell you. And it's really interesting to me. My ride in this morning wasn't as bad as the ride in I had a couple of, or last week. Last week I had a couple of really interesting days. It was just the way that it just sort of panned out. So what is the first thing that you do when you look at a storm like this? You guys look at the maps, you look at the radar. What do you guys do?
Yeah, kind of a combination of all of the above. You know, make sure we are looking at the forecast, looking at the weather maps, seeing where the snow bands are predicted to be. That way we know where we need to send our crews and when we need to send them out, you know, as fast as possible.
How many crews do you have today? Because today is a federal holiday, and I wasn't sure if you had a slimmer crew today because of MLK Day.
No, we got full staff. We're open, and so everybody's out and about doing what they need to do to keep the roads clear and as safe as possible.
Working, what, 12-hour shifts today, is it?
Probably, yeah. We're looking like it's going to be another long day for folks.
Well, that is for sure. Now, are you using a mix of snow and sand, right?
Yeah, mix of salt and sand, especially when the temperatures get to be this cold. You know, the closer you get to 0 degrees, the less effective that road salt's going to be. So right now we're primarily focusing on using sand and abrasives for traction as opposed to melting snow, because right now it's not going to work with the extreme temperatures that we have.
No, and I'll tell you, and it is state law to clean off your car, by the way, and this snow is a real puffy snow. So, you know, I was driving this morning and somebody passed me and they kicked up all of this snow, and it was like almost like a whiteout, because that's just the way the snow is right now. It's just flying everywhere with the wind. Do your guys check in with you and kind of tell you how bad the situation is? Do they check in with you throughout the day? I would imagine they do.
Yeah, throughout the day we certainly get checked in, and you know, our supervisors keep in touch and kind of communicate with each other to let folks know what conditions are like. That way they might know, hey, you know, something's heading this way, or what we need to be aware of, you know, because like you say, we have four different locations in Ottawa County that we're based out of, so conditions can vary rapidly, you know, one area of the county from another. So
it certainly does help to get
check-ins every now and then.
It sure does. And, you know, I have to say, I am seeing people keep away from those plows. It's state law now, 200 feet. That's about 13 car lengths. And I'm actually seeing a little bit more of that. What are your guys seeing out there?
Yeah, you know, we're certainly starting to see folks kind of take into consideration that law. I mean, you know, I think as more and more people are aware of it, hopefully they're understanding the purpose and what that's for, and you know, staying back just because it's not only for our driver's safety, but it's also for, you know, you folks driving as well, just so you're safe and away from our equipment in case we have to make a quick stop or something like that, and then you don't have to stop fast as well and hit something.
Yeah. Let's go over what gets plowed first. It's expressways first, correct?
Yep. So those high-volume state roads, expressways, then, you know, multi-lane and high-volume local roads, then lower-volume roads, and then your subdivision streets and gravel roads and dead ends are kind of towards the bottom. So we like to remind folks that if you live in a subdivision area and it's snowing continuously, it might take a little bit for us to get to you, but once, you know, we're able to put a dent in some of those higher traffic volume roads and conditions improve, we'll be able to work our way into to spots and get folks cleared out.
Yeah, you're going to be busy this week, because just last week I did a story where you guys were starting to clean things up a little bit. You were getting into those cul-de-sacs and into those neighborhoods to really kind of clean things up, and now here we are again. I can't even see out my window in downtown Grand Haven right now, so it is really, really coming down. I will check in with you via email tomorrow to see how things are, but I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, because I know it's a really busy day for you guys, and it's going to be a busy week for the Ottawa County Road Commission. Alex Doty, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Stay safe, everyone.
All right, I will. And you stay warm as well. That's Alex Doty on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline here on WGHN.